like the survey of the Gemara Yud Aleph to Yud Beis, pointed out some of the important issues, but I want to fill in the different tosas in the issues that we discussed, just to flesh them out, obviously. And then we'll, we'll move ahead. I'm not sure whether we'll go to Yud. Well, Yud Beis we probably mostly did because that's Rav Mitzvah Neitzah Shechita Mumkanim. There are a few other little things that come up, so maybe we'll go to Yud Beis and Yud Beis after that. Kavanah L'Shechita. Again, we'll see how much time we have. There isn't that much time either because we're going to do twice a week. But this one, the week of Shavuos, I'm not going to be here because I'm going to be in. I'm going to be out of town for Shavuos, so I'm not going to be back for another couple of days. So I don't know how many, there aren't that many days, but we'll see what we can do. We'll try to move as quickly as we can. Okay, for today, again, I had sent in Mara Makomos. I'll just tell you what they are. Okay, the Gemara here, and a Yud Aleph to Yud Beis. And, I'll just speak about some of them anyway. The relationship between the Sugya of Rov and the Sugya of Chazaka, which we began with last time, which I'll continue with. But if we don't get to it today, or maybe I'll stop at that part, after we talk about Rov and Chazaka a little bit more, I want to speak a little bit, I want to speak about Rov itself, especially the relationship between Rubid Isa Kaman and Rubid Laisa Kaman, which obviously is pivotal to the Sugya. So for that, in addition to the Rashi and Yud Beis Amud Aleph and the Rishon HaMalatar, also look at the question of Mamon. I may get to a little bit today. Whether we say Rov, Hochem Bomen Acha Rov, Rein Hochem Bomen Acha Rov, the two Tosas and Tosin Ksuvistav Gimel Amud Beis, and Tosas and Bava Kamach of Zayin Amud Beis, and Rav Chaim's comments, the Chidushe Grach Al Hashas.
Sanhedrin.
What did I say?
Ksuvos.
I'm sorry. Sanhedrin Gimel Amud Beis, and Bava Kamach of Zayin Amud Beis. And Reb Chaim, which is usually found in the stencils in Bava Kama. And the line of the Shitu Gobet says here, which maybe we'll begin with already, right in the beginning of the Sugya, basically the Shitu Gobet says, Mechaveh to Reb Chaim's Mahalach, mostly. That's here on Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph. Dibra Maskil, just a second. For the end of Dibra Maskil, it's actually a long piece. Right before Vinisachal Salin Sakeah, about five or six lines before that, and maybe we'll just make reference to it. Then, of course, the question of how is it possible that, if you really hold there is such a cloud that Ein Hochem B'Mamon Acharo, so how is it conceivable that we ever in Dine Mamonis operate on the assumption that a father and a son belong together. After all, our Gemara here, the Shaka Vatarya, basically says that the relationship between a father and a son may be built on Ruba Deleisa Kamon. Right? So, Rov Bi'ilos Holchos Achar Haba. So if you say, Ein Holchem B'Mamon Achar Rov, how could you have a Dine Yerusha? How could you have Pidgin Aben? How could you have anything, essentially. So that's a question that the Achronim discuss. Again, according to one view in the Bali Tosis, it probably isn't even a question that gets off the ground. But just as a sampling, I wanted to look at the Tshuva of Rabbi Kiveger, Madura Tinyana Kuf Kof Ches, and the Shev Shmaitza Dalid Perek Ches. Also, I should say, in the question of Sanhedrin, in addition to the Shittim Kobetzis and Rab Chaim and so on, also look at the Mordechai Alatari as a famous question about Kavua, why you don't say Kol Kavua Kamatza Matza when it comes to Dayanim. Then in addition to that, and closely connected, is the discussion of Tosis and the Shitu Gubetzas and Bambetzia and Abambetbeis, but Asiri Vadai, there the Gemara speaks about, there the Rishon talk about whether Rov works when you need a Din Vadai. For example, if you need Asiri, sorry? Maisa Behema. Maisa Behema, yeah. Asiri Vadai Velo Safek, so can you accomplish that by means of a Rov? So that's a discussion Tosas and the Shitum Kubetza. So that's obviously very important for the scope of the Din of Rov. And it also became like a source of a very famous question that the Achronim ask. If you hold that, you know, if you don't believe in, if you believe that Ruba that Rove rather cannot accomplish a din vadai, how can you ever have an Isar Mamzer? Because every time you think that you're in violation of Mamzer, which requires Mamzer Vadai and Kahal Vadai, you should always say that, you know, Vadai requires a higher standard than Rove achieves. And again, we only know the relationships between people based on Rove. So that's a famous question that is asked by, so look at that at the Yishev Shmaitza base Tesvav. And Rabbi Kibager, another tshuva, Tinyana Kuv Ches. It ends up being very important for the relationship between Rubid Isa Kaman, Rubid Leisa Kaman. And also look here in the back of the Gemara on that issue, the relationship between Isa Leisa Kaman and the Cheshek Shlomo, or Shlomo Mi Vilna, has that discussion. And then back to the question of Chazaka Mikoach Rov, the discussion of Tosis here, the Ramaskal Asya Miparaduma, and the Rush and the Rash quoted in the Ran, and the Rabbi Lazar Mishans quoted in the Shita Mekubetzes, as well as the also the Tshuvas Rash, Simin Klal Chaf Simin Tesvav. And if you get a chance, also the Prima Gadim in Yoridea, Simin Pei Aleph. Okay. This issue of the Gvina case, Chazaka Mikoach Rov, also very important. Okay, we'll fill out with some other issues. If you get a chance to look at the Gemara Bava Basra on Kaf Gimel, also about Rov Vekarov, that's also very important. Obviously, this is like a massive, massive Shas topic, this question of the status of Rov and Chazaka and their interrelationship and so on. So, you know, it's not doable in one or two settings, but at least we can hit some of the basic issues. So, having said that, let's go back to where we left off. Again, the last year before the break, we started talking about the relationship between Rove and Chazaka, again, which we've seen, and we just wanted to revisit it. I just wanted to expand on what we did there. So, again, the Gemara starts here. Maybe we'll just have somebody read very quickly. Jay, you want to just read this quickly? Yod Aleph Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, Minoha Milsi Damar Rabbanan. And then the question is, Minoha. Okay, so let's stop here for a minute. So again, the background of all this, and this is where Tosis comes in, and Tosis asks the question, Jay, what's the question?
Why do we need
Rove? Isn't the whole shekain from Chazaka? Yeah, why do we need a mokar for Rove at all? Why not say, since Ruba, and why is it called shekain? Because Ruba v'chazaka, Ruba adif. And where does it say Ruba v'chazaka, Ruba adif, by the way? It doesn't say that in the Torah Shebuch Tzav anywhere, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So, how do we know that there is such a rule? I mean, Tosis is asking, based on this rule, where does this rule come from? So you're right, it's a Gemara in a couple places. Where are those places?
Kiddushin
Rams. Kiddushin Dapei, and Yivamos, Staff, Kufyud Tes. Which should be relatively familiar to us, those Gemaras, right? Because we've encountered those Gemaras before this year, right, Eliel? What are they talking about? Yeah, do you remember? You've almost got your test.
It's like the case of Aisha Shah.
Excellent, good. The husband died. The question is whether the wife, and this, the husband died, there is a mother-in-law, let's say. We'll take the second part of the Mishnah. The husband dies. The question is whether the wife is Zakuka Liyibum or not. Can she go ahead and get married to someone else, or is she Zakuka Liyibum? And that depends on two things. Number one, did the husband father a child before he died? So that's the first part of the Mishnah. If he went off with his other wife, or one of his other wives, one of the tsaros, so, you know, was she pregnant? Did she give birth? Etc. That's one issue. But the main point is, let's say there, as far as the wife knew, there were no there were no siblings, right? Or at least no Sakharin. But there is a mother-in-law. It's always a mother-in-law. So when the mother-in-law exists, right? She could end up producing a child, a zachar, which will make the wife zkuka liyibo. So that's the problem. That's the issue. Okay. So what's the question there?
So the Mishnah says we're not choshesh.
So it's machlokas whether we're choshesh in the Mishnah. Then the Gemara discusses the problem.
What's the difference between the case of tzara and the case of marama?
Yeah. So the Gemara says there's a chazaka in one case that she's omedes l'shuk, and the other case she's dafkas kuka le'yibo, or she's not at least yeah. So that's the chazaka. And then the question is, but there's also a rove. What's the rove? Rove nashim. Misabros v'yaldos. On the other hand, there's also miut mapilos, and there's, in addition to that, there's also half and half in terms of zecharim and nekevos. Because in the case of the mother-in-law, as opposed to the case of the tzara, right, we do care about the gender, okay, not intrinsically, but for hilchos yibum, right. So the point is, there is a rove nashim mis abros v'yaldos, but there's also a chazaka. So the Gemara says in that context that ruba v'chazaka, ruba adif. That's the Gemara Nivalos. And what's the Gemara Kedushin? Hapei, which also appears in Chulin and Nida, a few other places.
So there's a tinok b'tzada isa.
Correct. There's a tinok b'tzada isa holding
isa v'yado.
Right.
So,
or b'teka v'yado.
So according to Rashi, we saw him take the. We know that this. So the tinok is tamei al pi rov. The rov tinok goes mitakud l'ashba.
Correct.
And so now you have. We know he took the isa. The question is, the isa is a cheskes tara.
So the question is whether or not we know there was a vade naga. The question is whether it was safek tamei.
Right.
But there's a rov that was tamei. So rov tamei, vadai noga, and chazaka that the isa was tahora before this whole thing began. So you have a chazaka lehetera or letahara, and you have a rov which will be lisura. And according to Tosfos, what's the case?
We don't know that the tinok is tamei.
Safek noga, vadai tamei. Okay, so for our purposes, that's an important argument, but we're not going to get into that right now. When we discussed it a couple of years ago, actually, in June, when we did Kedushin Daf Nun Amud Beis, so we discussed that part of the problem extensively. Okay. But for the moment, so that's where the Gemara says, again, Ruba v'chazaka, Ruba adif. You have a rove against the chazaka, and Ruba v'chazaka, Ruba adif. Okay, so those are two Gemaras, and that Gemara is replayed in Chulin and in Nida as well. But basically, those are the two Gemaras that say Ruba v'chazaka, Ruba adif. So Tosfos here says, back to Jay for a moment, Ruba v'chazaka, Ruba adif, and therefore Rove is superior to Chazaka, and therefore if we know that Chazaka works, which we know for the previous sugya, then we know that Rove works by the process of Kal v'chomer. Correct? That's the question. So Tosfos gives two answers. Go ahead, two answers.
First answer is that we're just going by Rabbi Yaakov, who doesn't hold Chazaka.
Ah, so is that what Tosfos says? Maybe. Ah, so that's the question. What does Tosfos mean? The first answer again. Yishlomet l'Ravacha bar Yaakov, boy delokim lechazaka mikra. So the first thing that Jay said was, I'm not dismissing it. I'm just asking you about it. The first thing that Jay said was, this goes according to Ravacha bar Yaakov, who doesn't believe in chazaka. Okay. Now the second thing he said was, not that Ravacha bar Yaakov doesn't believe in chazaka, but he doesn't believe that it's derived from the pasuk of Hezger Negoim, which was the previous sugya. Now this, of course, is very, each one of these interpretations, which one is Tosfos saying? It's not clear. He adds the word mikra. Does he mean, well, he doesn't learn it from a pasuk, therefore it doesn't exist? Or does he mean it exists, but he doesn't learn it from a pasuk? Each interpretation would be somewhat challenging. Okay, why is each interpretation challenging, if it is, Ariel?
If he says he doesn't have chazaka, then he goes against the very point of chazaka.
Say that again?
If he doesn't hold the chazaka, he's fair because there's lots of things with chazaka.
Okay, but aside from that, let's assume that he could sustain that view for the moment. you know, then something just fascinating would emerge. Not difficult, but at least fascinating, and that is that Chazaka, the man damer who says Chazaka doesn't work, still believes that Rove works. Right? Because one could have thought that if somebody's really so adamant and he rejects Chazaka, that he might, you know, be a strict constructionist and think that everything has to be proven 100%. You don't believe in Chazaka, maybe you also don't believe in Rove. Who says, the Chiddush in this point, it's not a difficulty, we'll say it's a Chiddush, who says if you don't believe in Chazaka that there is a concept of Rove? Right? Or isn't that at least difficult? If you take the second view, namely that it's the Mikra, but Rav Acha bar Yaakov really does believe in the institution of Chazaka, what's difficult about that?
Then you have a prophecy to be put his hands for the man up for him there. Being from Mary and Arnesis. Our text says that there's another Makor for
who cares whether there's a Makor? Right. Now, if you really believe Ruba the Ruba the Chazaka, Ruba Adiv,
then you don't need a Makor. And if you say you need a Makor, then all these rushes are for Rove to prove.
Meaning, if Chazaka works without a Makor, so then why not just say that Rove works without a Makor? Because either way, the Svara is Kayam or Kayemis, right? So the point is, either we're being told the Chiddush, which doesn't sound like the language of Tosfos, that this is a man Amar who doesn't believe in Chazaka at all, in which case, again, the fact that Rove works when Chazaka doesn't is not a problem. I mean, Rove Chazaka, Rove Adiv. So for the people who believe that they both work, think that Rove is superior. And for the people who believe Chazaka doesn't work, since Rove is superior, it passes the threshold into effectiveness, and it works. It's not impossible to say such a thing. And you know, there is a pasuk that says Acharav Lahatos, although that pasuk Acharav Lahatos in theory could be understood in very specific circumstances, as we'll explain. Okay, the second point is particularly challenging, and you correctly point out, as the Shita Mekubetzes himself notes, and that is if Ruba is stronger than Chazaka, so if Chazaka doesn't need a limud, why would Ruba all of a sudden need a limit? So we're going to get back to that and try to explain that. Yeah.
I was wondering whether maybe we could say hagufa, meaning the fact that we know Ruba Chazaka and Ruba Adif are chastened because Ruba actually has a core.
Yeah, that's what we're going to have to suggest. Yeah. And that's kind of what one of the things that Shmuel Gubetza suggests, but then he's bothered by it. Well, we'll see in just a minute. Yeah, but the question is to explain why that should be so. So we'll get back to that in just a second. Yeah.
Just because you don't learn it from Makra doesn't mean that it's learned from a Svara. It also means there's a
halacha. Halacha Mashmisina. Actually, Shita Mekubetzes himself suggests such a Svara, such an idea, that, and where do we have the parallel of such a thing?
That's halacha Mashmisina.
I mean, we don't just normally make up halacha l'moshe misinais, right? Unless we have a mesorah. Except that in this particular sugya, of all sugyas, this isn't so objectionable. Daniel, why?
Well, Rashi and other shaman.
Exactly, because at the end of the sugya, on your base of Aleph, Rashi made up a halacha. I don't mean made up, I'm not accusing. Meaning, Rashi is invoking that there must be a halacha l'moshe misinai without actually there being a mesorah that we know. Normally, you don't find Rishon and say, oh, it must be halacha l'moshe misinai. Right. But Rashi does that on Rov. Ruba Delesa come on. So it's not so shocking that the Shita Mekubetzes does it for Chazaka. Okay. So getting back just to background for 1 second. So when it comes to Chazaka, basically what we saw was there is a debate in the Gemara about the Makar. Rav Acha bar Yaakov doesn't believe in the Makar, doesn't believe you could prove it from Hezker. And the Rabbanan do. What we saw in that sugya, just to remind everybody, this is a while ago already, was that it seems to be a machlokes Rishonim. Namely, Rashi seems to say, and the Rabbeinu Gershom explicitly says, that Rav Acha bar Yaakov, rather, doesn't believe in Chazaka. And that's a difficult position to sustain, right? But we encounter the same idea with Ravan Abaya about the relationship between Sakanta and Isura. That was seemingly Tosis's pshat, and that was the Rajma's objection. So here, too, you have a replay of that idea of Rav Acha bar Yaakov. That's what the Ramban said. Ramban rejects Rashi because he says Rav Acha bar Yaakov doesn't deny Chazaka. He just denies that Hezger is the Makar. So there's some other Makar, or it's a Svara, or it's Halacha L'moshe Misinai, like the Shita Mekubetzes suggests. But either way, there are three views for Rav Acha bar Yaakov. He doesn't believe it at all. He doesn't believe that it has a Makar in a Pasuk, or he has some other source. Halacha L'moshe Misinai. Yeah.
Just for Rashi, we're not supposed to pay attention to the form. Like, the question is not, do we hold a rope? It's where do we know the rope is from? It sounds like...
Right, but it sounds like you need a Makar. I mean, let's go back to Rav Acha bar Yaakov.
We know it exists.
What?
It sounds like we know it exists.
It sounds like we're assuming so because we were maybe because we're reconstructing after the fact. But it does sound like if we couldn't provide a makar, that we would not be able to justify its existence. Again, this is important for Chazakah too. Remember, when the Gemara originally asked, what's the makar for Chazakah, right? So this, the first striking thing to note is, who says that you need a makar? Maybe it's a svara. And maybe that's really true for Rabbi by Yaakov, according to Tosfos Siman Yud Aleph, right? So the point is that if you need a makar, that says something too about the way that this operates. Now you could say that having a makar, not having a makar, is the difference between it being effective or not. Does that mean that once it's effective based on the makar, that it's more of a gzeres hakasuv, but it doesn't really correspond to birur? You could ask this question by Chazaka and by Rov, right? Or maybe the gzeres hakasuv teaches you that it's mevarer, or at least that the level of its birur is different than you might otherwise have thought, as we'll explain in a minute. But either way, we have three shittos about Rav Nachman bar Yaakov. One is that he doesn't believe in Chazaka. The other is Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai. And the other is Svar. Okay. In light of that, Tosas is asking this question. So we'll have to get back to the first answer of Tosas. What's the second answer of Tosas? Jay? Reb Chaim Cohen, who says, right, L'maydim Farash Rebbeinu Chaim, L'hod Ruba Alif Mechazaka, Lo Mitzvar, Li'afinu Mepar Aduma, Dazinu Basar Ruba, Afang B'dikah Chazaka, Keneged Arov, Uki Gavra, Shemazin olav becheskas tameh, asa shaper hafet. Namely, ruba bechazaka, ruba adif is based on exeris akasim. Right, that was a trick question before. Right, we didn't think so. According to most Rishonim, it's not so. But according to Reb Chaim Cohen, it's actually implicitly derived from para aduma. Because in para aduma, you have cheskas gavra tameh, and you only have a rove whether or not the hazas mechatas is metai. Actually, it should be noted that the Shita Mekubetzes was bothered by this as well. Did you see it, Ali Chai?
Yeah, he was also bothered with the other source of Sarah Mishkaleah.
And Sarah Shlomit, okay, correct,
because,
same idea.
The whole Tahalich, the whole process, is one where first we look at the Paraduma or the Sarah Mishkaleah, and then you look at what it does to the God. Like he says, like, this is Kashrus Tobakach, like, there's this. You don't look at them equally.
He's bothered by the fact that they're so... I mean, there's a robe and there's a chazaka, right, but they're in two totally different things.
Right.
He said, I would be happier if the makar for ruba b'chazaka, ruba adif, happened to be both, whether both the robe and the chazaka, right,
same
in here, robe, in the same guf. Like in the paraduma, there's a cheskas kashrus, and there's a cheskas, trefa, and at the same time, there's a robe of not trefa. So then that would prove to me that ruba b'chazaka, ruba adif. But here we're talking about the rove of the animal, right? And the chazaka of the person. Because that doesn't prove ruba b'chazaka, ruba adif to me very much. And don't tell me sir mishtaleach, he says, because it's the same problem. That's what bothers him. The problem with that is, there's a very serious problem with that, Elichai, namely.
With his objection?
With his objection. Or so it would seem, at least on the surface.
It's very possible that it only takes time that we actually go that way.
Yeah, exactly. Because what are the cases of the Gemara that we just talked about before that Elio was speaking about? We have Ruba and Chazaka. The only place where the Gemara actually says Ruba and Chazaka, Ruba Adif, are actually cases where the Chazaka relates to one thing and the Rove to something quite different.
Isn't that...
Right? The Chazaka in the case in Yevamos relates to Cheskas... There are Iser Lashuk, right? Whereas the Rove relates to whether the mother-in-law, right, or the Tzara, as the case may be, is Muberes or not. Similarly, in Kiddushin, what is the Chazaka? The Cheskas Isa, which is Tahar, and the Rove is that the Katan, right, somehow was metame it through naga. So in all those cases, the objection of the Shita Mekubetzes would hold. Yeah.
So I thought that's why he has this one kashrus of a kach, is that you also, it could be okay if you have two different objects in front of you, but when you have a motivation, maybe from the pasuk, that you look at it sequentially,
right,
it's about which one comes first. But if it's all things are being equal, if it's two gufim, then you have the right to look at them next to each other. You have an isa and you have a katan. Who says that there's a...
Well, except that the katan was naga, Unless it, well, that might depend whether the Holek Rashi or Holek Tosis. That's why that's important for that case. Certainly, in the case of the of Yevamos, it's that way. So I think though there may be actually. So I think it's a difficulty in the Shittiku Betzes, but it also may be a Pesach to solve the problem. So let me explain just for a minute what I mean by that. So we have two answers in Tosis, both of which are a little bit difficult. The second answer Tosis at least tells us that according to Reb Chaim Cohen, this is Xeris HaKasuv, and it is not based on Svar. If it's not based on Svar, that's Tosa's way of saying, so it, when you have Rov and a Chazaka, Rov of a Chazaka, Rov Adif, that's Xeris HaKasuv. But that doesn't mean that Rov is better than Svara, but Rov is better than Chazaka. It doesn't mean that if Chazaka works, Rov works. Okay. So what's really going on here? So what I wanted to explain last time, and I just want to expand on it now, is that Tosa's question is based on several assumptions. Number one, Tosa's question is based on the assumption that there is a rule called Ruba v'chazaka Ruba Adiv. Because the truth is, and that's why I think it's always a good, it's methodologically sound always to do this anyway. And Tosa says Ruba v'chazaka Ruba Adiv, we need to know what the classic sources are and where it appears and where it doesn't appear. Okay, but I particularly emphasize it this time because I have this in mind, namely, Tosis is assuming that there's a broad principle. Tosis is really assuming two basic things. Number one, there's a broad principle called Ruba v'chazaka Ruba Adiv. And number two, that this principle implies that Rov is superior to Chazaka, even as a standalone, not just one in context of the other. The question is, are both of these assumptions unassailable? So on the first one, namely, is it really true that there's a rule called Ruba v'chazaka Ruba Adiv? So the Gemara says it. But the Gemara says it in Kiddushin, and or wherever else that Gemara is repeated, Kiddushin Didachulun, wherever it is, and in Yevamos. But it speaks about a very specific type of case. Number one, that Gemara is talking about, those Gemara is talking about Ruba Disa come on or Ruba Delesa come on? Ruba Delesa come on, right? Rov Nashim Nisabros is Ruba Delesa come on, right? Rov Tinokos Mitapkin Beisa is Ruba Delesa come on. So is this rule that Ruba de Chazaka Ruba Adif, we know it applies to Ruba Delesa come on. Does it also apply to Ruba Disa come on? So that touches on an important issue about the relationship between them. In our sugya, at least initially, it sounds like Ruba Disa come on is superior to Ruba Delesa Kaman. Right, that's what Gemara said. Acher Rav Lahatos teaches us Ruba Delesa Kaman, but that doesn't tell you anything about Ruba Delesa Kaman, meaning the initial thrust of the Gemara is that Ruba Delesa Kaman is an inferior to Ruba Deisa Kaman, and if that were to be true, even the Maskana, now what is the Maskana? Ruba Delesa Kaman is effective. What's it based on? So we have the 2 days in Rashi. Either it integrates into Acher Rav Lahatos, Misvara, which means that they're equal, right? Or, now, being equal doesn't mean that a transition didn't take place. It could be the expansion of Isa to Lesa affect both in terms of the way that they work. That's something to be on the lookout for as well. But either way, in terms of the relationship between them, they are going to be identical, obviously. Or close, at least what makes them work is going to be identical. If you say it's Halakha L'Moshe Misinai, so they remain different, so then the question is different but equal? Or one is superior, one is inferior. Can we even flip it? Is it possible that the Havamina was that Ruba Disa Kaman is stronger? And the Maskana is that Ruba Delesa Kaman is stronger. In which case, when we say Ruba Delesa Kaman, Ruba Bechazaka, Ruba Adif, is it so clear that the surprise applies even to Ruba Disa Kaman? That would be question number one. Now, why we should flip it, I'll get back to in a couple of minutes. I think there's some obvious logical reasons. And at the same time, obviously the thrust of the sugya implies that Ruba Disa Kaman is more obvious. It's not so clear that Lamaskana we should flip anything. Okay, that's point number one. But point number two is a bigger point. We have these two cases, right? So are there any other cases? Or do we always say Ruba V'chazaka Ruba Adif? Yeah?
The opposite class.
Well, at least in one, Yevamos.
Yevamos, which is that the Gemara then backpedals and says, well, maybe at least in some cases, will say smoch biut lechazaka.
Paga paga. Well, Meir's is go the opposite problem, right? Okay. Again, in those two Gemaras, you have the machlokas of Meir and the Chacham. And always say Meir is chayish lemiuta, the miuta is command isa, and the Rabbanan hold that miusa is command alesa. And the Gemara links. The Gemara says two things at the same time: ruba v'chazaka, ruba adif. And for the Rabbanan, miuta is command alesa. As opposed to Rav Meir, who says smoch miuta lechazaka. Normally, Rav Meir says smoch miuta lechazaka beitrale ruba, right? The chazaka and the miut win because miuta is isa and not kilesa. And that's the Gemara in Kedushin, and that's the general consensus about Rav Meir and the Chacham. Then in Yevamos, we have a funny situation where we say, well, not so fast, because in the case of the mother-in-law. Right, there's another factor, and that is smoch miuta of you have rov noshim misabros, but you have miut mapilos, and there we say smoch miuta lechazaka, and it's palga upalga. So the question is, who is the palga upalga? Is that Rav Meir or Rabbanan? It seems in the Gemara like it's Rabbanan. Some Rishonim are in denial, and they say, no, you're just reading that Gemara wrong. Even that Gemara is Rav Meir. Now, if it's Rav Meir, there's a problem, because Rav Meir usually says, smoch miuta lechazaka, v'itrale ruba. And here he's saying, palga palga. That's why they're assuming it's the Rabbanan. Oh, so what's really going on in that Gemara? So just, again, before we explain what's going on, so just to take a step back for a moment, you might say, or you might ask the following question. When the Gemara says, Ruba v'chazaka Ruba Adif, according to Rabbanan, because miut is command alesa. Right? So what is the Gemara really saying? Because if miuta was not command alesa, you would say, smoch miuta lechazaka, and you'd say, itrale ruba. Now how do you look at that? So that, I think the conventional wisdom is to say, that the question here is as follows. Ruba v'chazaka Ruba Adif. However, if miuta's command isa, so then you have two against one. So even though you have an inferior chazaka connected a rov, since you have the assistance of the miut, so it's chazaka plus miut, which overwhelms what otherwise would have been a stronger divide and conquer, doesn't work here, as we've explained. It's two against one. So even though miut is not as effective as rov, and chazaka is not as effective as rov, the combination of miut and chazaka win. So even when you say miut and chazaka win, you're not necessarily denying ruba v'chazaka, ruba adif. We're just saying that when miuta is command isa, that's not what's happening here. It's not ruv and chazaka, it's two against one. That's not a fair fight. Okay. However, do you have to say that? Maybe there's another way to look at the Gemara, and that is to say, now we say smoch miuta lechazaka v'itra leruba. What we really mean to say is, why should rov be not a chazaka? After all, the rov isn't vadai; it has a miut. And as long as it has a miut, and it's only a rov, then maybe chazaka should win. In other words, smoch miuta lechazaka v'itra leruba is a way of saying not two against one, but if it's a rov sheyesh ba miut, namely it isn't an all-powerful rov, then ruba v'chazaka lo ruba adif. Chazaka adifa. Or maybe palgo palga. So if you look, for example, at Tosus in Yevamos and elsewhere, Tosus says, like, why do we mix these two things up? Tosus says, chazaka lo adif miruba, lo havetzarech, lo havetzarech. You don't need ruba v'chazaka ruba adif. Delo lahavatzarech delo adif dafilu adif mirov, right? Nashim misabros v'yoldos mikal makom yesh lachas drameir chayish lemiuta. Ela emes omer delo adif miruba. So what Tosus is basically saying here, and this is the assumption of our Tosus here as well, and I think most have shown him in other places too, and that is that when we talk about smoch miuta lechazaka for the Rabbanan or for Rav Meir, it isn't the function of ruba v'chazaka ein ruba adif, or chazaka adifa, or chazaka and rov being equal. It's just that, it's this idea of two against one. But if you look at all the Gemaras, there's absolutely no reason that you have to come to that conclusion. You could say what I just said, which is what the Gemara is saying is, if there was no miyud and miyud is kaman d'leisa, and we look at the rov as an absolute birur, so then ruba b'chazaka, ruba adif, not because rov is stronger than chazaka, but because this rov is a mevarer. However, b'makom sheyesh miyud, i.e., forget about the miyud itself, divide and conquer. But when there's a miyut, then the rov, we've discussed this idea in other contexts too, right? Whenever there's a miyut, like we spoke about reyesa, so the rov itself is a different kind of rov. It's not a rov, an all-powerful rov, it's a rov. There's a rov, there's a chazaka. So it's either palgo, palgo, maybe even chazaka beats rov. Now, as I say, there are rishonim, so that's number one. Number two, there are plenty of Rishonim who are the opinion, or seem to be the opinion, that Ruba Chazaka, Ruba Adiv is not such a hard and fast rule. Again, invoking again the riff on Gimel Amud Beis and the Dapir riff that we discussed. Right? Rov Mitzvah Netzel Shita Mumkene. So what does the riff ask? But how could that work? It's against the Chazaka. Yeah. How does the riff answer?
Well, two girsas.
Two girsas. But what's the question? The question when we first read it is Tamua. Right? What do you mean? There's a rov mitzvah netzel shita mumkenhein. So what's the riff saying? But so what? There's Rav Huna, right? The cheskas iser amedes an shivada lecha bameh nishketa. So what? Ruba v'chazaka ruba adif, right? Undoubtedly, Tosis never would have asked the question the way the riff did. Why is the riff asking that question? Ruba v'chazaka ruba adif. It seems like the riff isn't so sure that there is such a principle. Or at least in that case, remember the Rif also holds Efshe Levarer Tzarech Levarer, so obviously it doesn't completely dismiss the Miyut. Now, what's his answer? So again, if you have the brackets, Dobie.
So then the answer is Enachinami, because Rov is Levarer.
But that, is that an answer? So does that sustain the view of a rule, Ruba v'chazaka, Ruba Adif?
Actually, we can
do it. Right, meaning it's not, the answer of the brackets in the Rif is basically, it's inochanami. If you had a chazaka against a rov, and that if they're both chai v'kayam, the chazaka might very well either stymie the rov or beat the rov. The thing here is that the rov mitzvah netzel shechita is mevarer this rov. So there's no clash. That's the brackets answer in the riff. And give a little bit based on the dapir riff. If you give the other answer, which is, well, there's no reyesa to this rov, then maybe what you're really saying is the rov isn't mevarer the chazaka, but rov beats a chazaka as long as there's no reyesa. Right? If there's a reyesa, that's a different matter. Then we even then it leaves it open. Now the Ramban again, just to repeat what we said before, the Ramban Machamos obviously doesn't read like the brackets of the riff, because what does the Ramban say? That the reason that Efshe Levarer or Tzarech Levarer, Rov Mitzvah Netzel Shechita Mumkenhein, is because of what? Because of the Chazaka. Either Chazaka, or in a case where there would be a Mira Matzli. But this particular case for the Ramban is based on Cheskas Behema, right, B'Yisra Medes. So what is Ramban saying? The Chazaka creates a Leidus HaSafek. Now, if the Rif was right in the bracket, if the bracketed Rif was right, which is Rov tells us there's no more Safek, and therefore there's no Cheskas Iser, resolve the Cheskas Iser, then the Cheskas Iser has been completely neutralized. It's not a player because it's not a Safek. So why would that Chazaka have impact on Efshe Levarer Tzarech Levarer, be the equivalent of a Miyut Sheino Matzui in its power? So what we apparently see from the Ramban is that the Chazaka is not Misbareres in this case, but that Ruba v'chazaka, Ruba Adif. However, the Ramban said, that's why the next line of the Ramban, I'm not reading it inside because we've seen this already and I want to save a little time. However, the next line of the Ramban says, but if that's the case, then maybe chazaka should win. Since it's alive enough for Efshe Levarer, Tzarech Levarer, maybe it should also win. Right? What's the answer, the Ramban says? No. It doesn't win because it's Shachot Lefanecha. So the Ramban is basically having his cake and eating it too. Meaning basically what he's saying is, it's not, the rove isn't nevar of the safek, A. You don't have to go as far as the riff. You could have said the rove makes the chazaka not mevureres, but irrelevant. Like we've discussed before, because once there is a vade noga or a vade shachat, right, so you can no longer look at the issue of cheskas adahema as the relevant chazaka, because something happened to that behemo. Now we just have to figure out what happened. That's the new issue. That's the burning issue now. The relevance question. So even if it hasn't been nisbarer, right, the fact is it's been rendered irrelevant. We've neutralized it. But the Ramban has something in between. It hasn't been mivureres. It hasn't been made totally irrelevant. It's still part of the discussion, enough to make it efshelavar etzarachavarer, but not enough that it can compete with the rove. But luyitzir, you had a chazaka which was relevant and lo mevurar. It could take on rove according to the Ramban. Again, back to rov ketanim metapchem beisad, whether you hold like Rashi or like Tosis. Is it safek noga? Is it vadai noga? If it's vadai noga, like vadai shachat, at least that's the level of the Ramban. And that's what the Ramban says in Kiddushin Nunamud Beis and Kiddushin Daf Pei. This is Ramban, and the Ramban here in Muchamos and Kiddushin, they're remarkably consistent. But if you held the other way, namely that it's vadai tamei, but safek noga, right? You wouldn't say the Rif, and you wouldn't even say the Ramban. And maybe, according to some Rishonim, you would say in that case, you don't hold Ruba B'Chazaka Ruba Adif. The point being that if you interpret this way, then two things emerge. Number one, there's no rule of Ruba B'Chazaka Ruba Adif. Ruba B'Chazaka Ruba Adif only applies in the cases where the Rove happens to take out the Chazaka, one way or another. But Lu Yitzur, they're both applicable and equally relevant. There's no such rule. Why is that important to us? Because Tosis is saying, Ruba b'chazaka ruba adiv, it's a rule. Right? And I'm trying to show it really isn't a rule. There are many exceptions to that rule. But even more important is it relates to point number two. Tosis is assuming Ruba b'chazaka ruba adiv means Rov is stronger than Chazaka, and therefore if you know Chazaka, you know Rov. But according to what we're explaining, Ruba v'chazaka, Ruba adif, number one, isn't a rule, because there are plenty of exceptions, and we understand why. Number two, even when it applies, it's not a function of Rov being stronger than Chazaka. It's a function of the particular dynamic between them that makes Chazaka, in that case, either mivureres or removes its suffix or renders it into a secondary or an irrelevant issue. But that doesn't say anything about when you have a standalone rove in a case, as opposed to another case where you have a standalone chazaka, which one of these is more or less effective? How do you, you have no idea one way or another. Now, if you go further, that's where the Ra'ah and the Rajba and Mishmeres Habayis that we did earlier in the year come in, right? Namely, there are Rishonim, the Rajba himself says, listen, Ruba v'chazaka Ruba adif. I, the Gemar Nivamos, right, Palgo, Palga, the Rabbanan. What's going on there? That's really Rav Meir. That isn't the Rabbanan. That's the view of a number of Rishon. Rabbanan always say Ruba v'chazaka Ruba adif. However, the Ra'ah, as we explain, what does the Ra'ah say? Kol metzuyin etzel shkita mumken hei, or the equivalent. How do we know it, says the Ra'ah? Because if it were not so, if it was really Rov, then it wouldn't beat the Chazaka. What did the Ra'ah do? The Ra'ah rehabilitated the Rif's question, and obviously didn't accept the answer, or maybe a better way to say it is, only accepted the answer, right, if you say, or if you substitute, or equate, rove and kol, if the latest asafek is gone in this rove. So then the riff is right, otherwise not. So what's the ra'ah really saying? The local ra'ah. As long as you don't have a rove that's the equivalent of a kol, then chazaka will beat out a rove. Or at least fight it to a standstill. That's the Ra'ah. What happened to Ruba v'chazaka Ruba adif? So then the Rajba in Mishmeres Habayis says, this is completely unacceptable. right? The Gemara says Ruba b'chazaka Ruba adif. Don't ask me questions about Yavamos, that's Rav Meir. Or if it isn't Rav Meir, so then it's the following. Right? It gives several answers. Or either it's talking about like the Ritva and Chulin also, and the Ritva and either it's talking about a case where it's miyuta de miyuta. Right, there's a difference between miyuta de miyuta and miyut. Because even if ein mumcha, it's possible that he'll do a proper shkita. Or it's talking about a case where the miyut and the rov are not a stira, because it's rov noshim misabros, miyut bapilos. We've discussed this. That's also the Ritva and Kedushin and Yavamo says, either for Rav Meir or for the Rabbanan. Either to explain why the Rabbanan all of a sudden believe in the miyut here and normally it's Kalesa, or why Rav Meir thinks here that the rov is palgo palga and not itra. Again, I for those people who weren't earlier, I apologize, but I just want to go through it. We spent time on these topics, so I'm assuming some knowledge of, basic knowledge of it. So the point is that the chilukim that are made, or says the Rajma, another chiluk, a third chiluk, there's a difference between a rov which is misalek as a chazaka. What does he mean by that? Like the Ramban, vadei noga, vadei shochat, as opposed to ones that stand next to it. Like those who say rov noshim, rov ketanim metapchin, when it's vadei tame but not vadei noga. So what's the point? The point is in all these cases. So now, when you look at these, this huge machlokas rishon, whether the rub of chazaka, rub of adif is practically all cases, or it itself is an exception, or maybe it's half and half depending on the criteria. So there's still two ways to look at this. Right? One is to say, well, yeah, because in all these cases, we're just trying to figure out whether it's two against one. Rub of chazaka is always rub adif. Then in some of these cases, though, for example, the miut and the rov are not a stira, or it's miut as opposed to miuta, the miuta, that's about the relationship between the rov and the miut. So if the miut is not kemisha eino, right? So then it's two again. Rov is still better than chazaka. But chazaka and miut emerge victorious. So it still doesn't, you know, solve our problem. But what I'm suggesting is, no. Maybe the presence of the miut, or these factors, certainly the siluk ha-chazaka, al-yidei ha-rov, have to do with the relationship between the rov, what kind of rov is it, and what its relationship is to the chazaka. Okay. So, b'kitzur, just to sum that up for a moment, number one, the case of the gemar ruba, v'chazaka ruba adif ha-ruba d'leisa, come on, might that make a difference? Or is that a kal v'chomer? That's A. B, is it really such a klal? What about the Rif? What about the Ramban? What about the Ra'ah? What about the Rajba in Mishmeres Habayis? Tosis in Yavamos? La'or, Tosis in Rashi about Ketanim, Metapchim, Be'isa? Namely, when it isn't Bevurar and it's not Nisalek it, and it's a fair fight between Rov and Chazaka, because they both exist, right? Is Chazaka nullified? Does it at least establish Efshel Avarer? Does it hold its own palgo palga? Maybe it even wins. Well, it might even win. So this would be very, very important. Now getting back to the Shittu Kubetzes. So what did the Shittu Kubetzes say? I'd be convinced about Ruba, the Chazaka, Ruba Adif, you know, if it came from a different source. If it came from the same source. But you have a rov here and a chazaka there, and you say ruba v'chazaka, ruba adif, that doesn't impress me. That's a shiduk betzes, right? But we pointed out, but the classic case of ruba v'chazaka, ruba adif is that case. Right? So what I'm suggesting is that maybe with the shiduk, I'm not sure if this is what he means, but a way to explain what he's saying, if not what he means, but maybe he really means it too, is to say the following. Listen. He's exactly zeroing in on point number two now, which is, the interface between point one or one and point number two, right? We're saying, not so fast, this isn't such a cloud. And we're also saying, and even where it works, we now understand what the conditions are, and it doesn't necessarily prove that Rove is stronger than Chazaka, right? Because what are those conditions? That Rove renders the Chazaka meaningless for some reason. Either because it's a secondary question, a tertiary question, or because it's actually even mavurar, even stronger. So maybe that's the point of the Shita Gubetz. The Shita Gubetz is saying, listen, if you had a rov and a chazaka, and you could really prove to me that when they both exist and they're equally valid explanations of the equally valid reconstructions and solutions that we said ruba the chazaka ruba adiv. For example, if they both focused on the same chefza, there were different interpretations of the same chefza. The chefza there's a rove and a treifa and a cheskas treifa. Then I would be the first guy to say, you know, you're right. Ruba chazaka, ruba adiv. It proves rove stronger than chazaka. You know, chazaka works. Rove's got to work. However, that's not what you're proving to me in Paraduma. What are you proving to me in Paraduma? You're proving to me that the rove of the Cheftza of Paraduma being kosher, right, overrides the Chazaka of the Gavra being Tameh. Of course, that has nothing to do with Ruba Chazaka, Ruba Adif in a value sense or in a strength and weakness sense. That's only because once you look at the Rove question, the Chazaka question becomes moot. We ask, but that's what every Ruba Chazaka Ruba Adif is. Exactly. That's the Shita Gubetz's point. Don't call me Ruba Chazaka Ruba Adif. That's because of a particular dynamic. It's not a value statement. Now, if you hold like Reb Chaim Cohen, he doesn't exactly say that, but you could at least focus not on the first point, but on the second point. You could say, well, this isn't the Svara. You haven't explained why it works. Why it works? Either it's a Xeris Akasu, or the explanations that we've given, or it's an Achilles heel kind of an idea. Sometimes A is weaker than B, but A has B's number. You know, if you ask in aggregate which is stronger, A or B, right? B is stronger than A, measured by, you know, other criteria, tests of strength and endurance and so on. However, it just so happens that the dynamic is such that A just, you know, knows the vulnerability, is particularly attuned to the vulnerability of B. That could be Xeris HaKasuv, or that could be for the reasons that we just explained. Okay. The aggregate of all of this is to say, or is to challenge Tosis's idea that Ruva, the Chazaka, is relevant here at all. Yeah.
We're pointing out that, only in light of everything else, but the Ramban over here specifically does not, we know all the other Rishon completely, we should pick up on it. The Ramban specifically avoids asking Tosis Kasha.
Yeah.
It doesn't appear. He doesn't comment on it.
Now, in what way does he avoid it? Well, he doesn't
say anything.
But it's more than that.
So she tosses if he wouldn't say anything.
Perhaps. But it's even more than that. Go ahead.
Yes, Tosis Kasha later on, Fakir. I mean, he says it,
not Fakir, but
over,
different.
Differently. He says here we really should be looking for a court for Chazaka and for Rufa.
Yeah. In the next, exactly, very well said. In Tosis Dibramatsu HaRufa Kishish, Asya Miparaduma, right? The Tosis says, that's why I put it on the Marmakomas so that never came, but that Ramban. Exactly. The Ramban, the Tosis asks, Kiv de Parabas Shte Shanim, Dilma Hainu Mishum de Ukma Chazaka Shena Trefa. So it's Midin Chazaka, not Midin Rov. Right? And Tosis gives the famous answer that they give about Chazaka, which is Lo Mevureres B'Shaita. Very important, Yesod in Chazaka. Correct? Oh. So the Ramban doesn't ask the question that way. Again, instead of asking, this is no proof for Rov, it's based on Chazaka, what does he say?
Maybe this just proves Chazaka. Maybe
they
should put Rov and Chazaka together.
Exactly. What it really proves is, that you need both, which is, by the way, a fascinating shita anyway, because why would you think that if Rove doesn't work alone and Chazaka doesn't work alone, that Rove and Chazaka together would work? And that in itself is a remarkable havamina, right? I mean, it sounds like, well, why not? A little doesn't work, but, you know, two littles are a lot. But they're apples and oranges, one would think. And this is Tosis's comment, just one second. Ikalamedak, mechti parabas shtei shanim hi. Right? That's how, by the way, the Shita Mekubetzes, what's interesting is, the Shita Mekubetzes in this whole sugya is very, very interesting. So when he reaches Tosa's question, he says, don't tell me you're asking the question that we should rely on Chazaka, not Rov, because didn't we say before that if we knew Chazaka, we'd know Rov? By virtue of the fact that Ruba v'Chazaka, Ruba Adif? And it's only because we really don't know Chazaka that the whole sugya makes sense. So how could Tosas ask this question? Let's rely on Chazaka. Right? So it must be, says the Shitvu Kubat, says he doesn't quote the Ramban, that the question is Rov and Chazaka together. But the truth of the matter is, it's not really such a good question against Tosas. Because, number one, according to Reb Chaim Cohen, right, the whole question is out the window. And according to the first answer of Tosas, it has to do with the Mikra. Well, Shidim Kubetzes Lishitaso, that he doesn't understand that. And I'm about to explain it in a minute. But, or he doesn't like it. Either he doesn't understand or he doesn't like it. But, basically, the Ramban, you're absolutely right, not only doesn't ask the question, but really holds that this sugya is free of this question. Maybe in Okanami, there's you could say Ro without Kazaka, and you could say it's just a different dynamic. Okay, that's number one. Now, this question, So now let's get back to Shitu Kubetza. So what does Shitu Kubetza say? So number one, he quotes the first answer of Tosis as we discussed, and he says, well, what's the point of the Mikra, one way or another? Miman of Shach, if Chazaka is learned Misvara, then they'll say Rov Misvara. That's his question. See if I can find it. The Kasha, Imkein my boy, Pshita, ki heichad is Chazaka, lo kimle, mikra, hachanami, ruba. So much so that he comes up with a remarkable reading in the Gemara. Very dochak, but very sensational. V'yesh lefarish, and it's like a 15th century reading. Dehainu de kaparech minolan dechsiv acharam lahatos. I mean, he's medayik very, very closely in the language of the Gemara. Right, the Gemara says minolan twice, kind of. So this is pshat. The Gemara is asking two questions. V'tarti kaparech. Number one, minolan klomar l'rav acha my bais. When the Gemara said minolan, it's not the way we read it. We read it as like, how do you know the makar? According to the Shitim Kabat says the minolan is, according to Vacha, why do you need a makar for Rov? After all, Chazaka, which is inferior to Rov, works. So obviously Rov works. So the Gemara is asking Tosis' question. Okay. Now I'm not reading this because I think that this is the pshat in the Gemara, by the way. But I think it's just an interesting, what emerges for the Shitim Kabat says is a certain relationship which is important. Pshita, d'chiechet b'chazaka l'yolif mikra ha'kanami ruba. And then the old parech, d'chsiv b'hed yachay rab l'hatos, even worse. Why do you need such a pasuk? Right? And on the contrary, if there is such a pasuk, what are its implications? U'mishani ruba disa kaman, d'ilo ha'b'chsiv b'kra, nezel basa ruba, lo ha'b'kami b'yle. D'pshita, d'chiechet r'avacha chazaka l'asim ha'mikra, kol shken ruba d'adif l'b'ykra. Aval hashta, then he turns everything around. Hasha the Istrich Kra, Lameim Racha Rabim Lahatos. But if you really do need Exeris Akasuv, Alma, Gara Tvei Michazaka. The Ikelameim are mid Istrich Kra, Lamichtav Ruba de Isa Kaman, and came Ruba de Lesa Kaman, Lamahani Velomidi. If there hadn't been a Pasuk, says the Shita Mekubetzes, I would have thought that Rov is better than Chazaka. And I would have thought that Ruba de Isa and de Lesa Kaman are the same. But the very fact that you need a Pasuk sheds light on the way that we look at the effectiveness of Rov, which causes us to question two things. Number one, maybe you should split between Ruba de Isa and Ruba de Leisa in the Chabalah Kiddusha. And number two, maybe Rov is actually worse than Chazaka. So he has a possibility in reading the Gemara. Again, I think it's an extraordinary reading. It's not for me to judge the Shita Mekubetzes, but obviously what I meant by 15th century reading, meaning it's a certain way of a certain literary way of reading the Gemara and being medayik in Lashonos, that is hyper, medayik, which that material, you know, post Rishonim and that like interim era, that they did a lot of that. If you read like Maria Buav, especially in like Shita B'Kobetz's Bam Metzia or Ksuvas, you get a lot of those readings. So it's a kind of pilpulistic style that you don't necessarily have to accept, but again, the authorities that stand behind the readings are suggesting that these are plausible positions to take, otherwise they can't read them in. So basically the possibility that Chazaka is superior to Rove, and that whether you learn Rove from a Limud or from Svara dictates the nature and the character of Rove, two very important ideas emerge from the Shita B'Kobetz's. But I think that one could take it in the other direction using the same kind of mentality without the literary aspects. Okay. And that is as follows. Number one, to explain Tosas, and number two, to explain the other position. What is the other position? Vitirat Saraf. I assume he's referring to Rabbi Peretz. The Hodekaimon Deruba Adifa Hani Mili Basa De Kimla Mikra Dazinam Basa Ruba Oz Amrinan Rova Chazaka Ruba Adif. Avakol Kama De Lo Kimla Mikra Dazinam Basa Ruba Lo Amrinan Ruba Adif. Another fascinating suggestion, which is what we said before, right? Once we know the Limud, then we know Ruba V'Chazaka Ruba Adif. But that halacha itself would not have been known to us if not for the limud from Rove. Why? He doesn't explain. And he asks on it. The kashali Allah, the chimacher to travay medaraisa, mehecha teson lemeimar ruba adif. In general, if ruba v'chazaka ruba adif, why? Right? They're both daraisa. So it must be there's something compelling about Rov more so than Chazaka Misvara, right? Ela Misvara. So im came below Kronami Tesa Misvara de Rubadifa. What's their better parent saying? Once you have the Xeris Akasuv that Rov works, so then Ruba Vachazaka Ruba Adif too. But until we knew that it was based on a Limud, we wouldn't have assumed that it was better than Chazaka, and we wouldn't have assumed that it beats Chazaka, and we wouldn't have assumed that just because Chazaka works, Rov works. That's what he's saying. So basically, Shita B'Kobetz is saying, I don't understand that. The Shema, maybe, I ruba lo hava ksiva b'kra, v'chazaka hava ksiva, afagav de misvara ruba adifa, chazaka de ksiva adifa mi ruba de lo ksiva, misvara li alfinan, de tahani ruba de tehavinami adif mi chazaka, daya ba min adin li os kenadim. He says, listen, chazaka is a gzeres akasim. Rove is a svara. So even though there is more of a reason to think that Rove, there isn't the reason to think that Rove is better than Chazaka, since Rove is based on Svara and learned out from Chazaka, it can't be better than Chazaka. Daya lava min adin liyos kenadun. He says, but I don't really like that. I don't really understand it so much. So let's make the following suggestion. I'd like to suggest, I haven't seen it, I'm speculating, but based on his own suggestion later on, which I think is parallel, and that is, whether or not you learn these dinim, Misvara or Mikra may not just be a source. It may go to the heart and core of how you understand the operating mechanism, which in turn affects the relative status as well as the interrelationship. Okay, that was a big sentence. Let me break it down and explain what I mean. Let me say it this way. Let's go, just take concretely each position. Let's start with the first day of Tosis. Okay, let's assume that what Tosis means is, according to Rabbi Acha bar Yaakov, even though Chazaka works, it's not based on a pasuk, and if it's not based on a pasuk, so then it's not obvious that Rove is better. So Shita B'Kobetz asks, I don't understand that at all. Ki heicha de Chazaka lo kimla mikra chanami ruba. If Rove is more svara than Chazaka, and Chazaka doesn't need a pasuk for Rabbi Acha bar Yaakov, then Rove doesn't need a pasuk either. Rove Dafka needs a pasuk according to Rabbi Yaakov that Chazaka doesn't need a pasuk. Where's the svar in that? Oh. So I have a suggestion. It could be, I think this is what you have to say structurally. In other words, the specifics of what I'm about to say are not mukhrach, but I think the approach that I'm taking for this to make sense is mukhrach. And that is as follows. If, I'll just state the details. If Chazaka is learned out from a svara, then one could have said, you know what, let's just use terms that we already know. Chazaka is certainly not Mavarer. If it's Machria, maybe even then, it's only B'Torah Safek, it's not a Din Vadai. After all, there's no pasuk that tells us that muchzakus, right, is presumed to continue. The halacha of chazaka is a different halacha, and that is that all things being equal, or in some contexts, right, the burden of change, of evidence of change, is always on the one who is arguing initiative. In other words, this is the argument from inertia. The argument from inertia is, until a change has been demonstrated, inertia establishes that the status quo is the last thing we know of. Now, does that mean that it's more likely that the status quo continues than not? Maybe not. Or even if it does, if it is a little more likely, that's nothing more than b'torah safek. The din of mukmin and achazaka, according to this perspective, based on the svara, is nothing more or less than saying the burden of proof is to prove change. On the other hand, if you learn chazaka from a pasuk, and it's the pasuk of Hezger, so what are you really saying? But the pasuk sounds like you're pronouncing a status, right, based on a mukmin and chazkaso. That isn't just that in the absence of proof to the contrary, you need evidence, you know, to establish change. The Kohen is standing there, and he's saying implicitly or explicitly, as the case may be, that the nega is the size of a gris. But he didn't see it for the last 10 minutes, or the last 2 hours, or the last 20 hours, right? For all we know, depending on when he actually made this pronouncement. So how can he say that? How can the Torah put these words in his mouth and make them halachically valid? That's not the same as saying, you know what, if you want to prove a change, prove it. In other words, whether chazaka is simply about raya and the burden of raya, or whether chazaka projects, right, whether b'toras biror or b'toras achra, some sort of din vadai, some type of halacha of mukmin and akaskaso, that gufa may depend on whether you're learning at misvara, all you can do is learn the first, or it's based on exeris akasu. Now, having said that, so let's think about the relationship to Rove. Now, if we're talking about chazaka as a burden of proof idea, so what does that have to do with Rove? That's pure status quo. And it's status quo in terms of raya. As far as that is concerned, I would say chazaka is better than Rove. Because Rove has nothing to do with burden of evidence and proof on the surface, not the svar in an obvious way. In other words, if Rav Acha bar Yaakov is learning chazaka misvara, so then you wouldn't know Rov misvara, because the svara behind chazaka doesn't apply to Rov. It's only if chazaka is derived from a kra, and it's a reconstruction al pidin, it's imputing a certain status, so then you have the right to say, you know what, if that's true just because of inertia, if you can create a status halachically through inertia, then it's even more obvious that you can create a status through Rove. At least there the math is on your side. You've got probability to base on. Here the inertia is maybe a kind of probability or maybe even less. So that's exactly what Tosis meant. And that's the answer to Shidduku Betzes. It's not true. If that's a svara, so let this be a svara. No, because that svara doesn't apply to this. The quality of what chazaka means, and therefore its relationship to Rove, is affected by the makar. Which, if it's true, if I'm right, would mean that according to Rav Acha bar Yaakov, now, Rav Acha bar Yaakov is saying in the case of Hezger, chazaka wouldn't work. There's no proof that it's bidin. Well, let me put it this way. In the Gemara, we're saying, for Rav Acha bar Yaakov, there's no proof that mukmin nachas kaso. Maybe he's walking backwards, he always sees it. But according to what I'm saying now, it might be even a step further. Actually, it wouldn't work, because it only works misvara, and the svara has to do with evidence, not with a pronouncement of status. Now, you do get out of the problem of the Ramban and like the equivalent or the Rajva for Rav on Dav Tes, which is Rav Acha bar Yaakov is going to deny all chazaka. I mean, there are plenty of things that imply that chazaka operates. Yeah. However, the scope of chazaka, since it's a different limud, will be different. That would be a big chiddush. I think one could say something similar for the Rabbeinu Peretz. Okay, what's the Rabbeinu Peretz argument? Parallel, but slightly different. Well, what's the argument? If Rov is learned out from a Svara, then maybe it's not better than a Chazaka. And maybe Ruba v'Chazaka is not Ruba Adif. It's only a Rov that is learned out of Xeris HaKasuv that is better than Chazaka. I think one could say in two ways, or overlapping ways, and they are as follows. Basically the same way, but let me say it the following way. Rov's relationship to Chazaka is both, Rov is more mechudash, and it's also more effective. It's more mechudash because, as we've discussed, Chazaka is based on a status quo mukmin lechazkaso. But there is a miut for every rov, and who says that you have the right to invoke and to rely upon the probability? Probability is a course. It's not a method for halachic status. Who says that you have the right to invoke rov? However, the second that we know that you have the right to invoke rov, rov is far more compelling than mukmin nachas kaso. Again, you don't need to write to invoke mukmin nachas kaso. It exists. So the argument may be as follows. Rov is more mechudash, but if you accept the chiddush, it's also more effective. So that's exactly what we need from Rabbeinu Peretz. Namely, the Gemara says, how do you know rov works? Tosis asks, what do you mean chazaka works? Rabbeinu Peretz answers, chazaka works. That doesn't prove that rov works, because chazaka is less of a chiddush than rov. It is true that if rov works, then rov is going to work in a more effective way than chazaka. And then you say ruba v'chazaka ruba adif. But first you have to prove that rov works at all. That's one way. The other way would be, again, to say something similar to what I just said about chazaka. And that is as follows. If rov works, misvara, or if rov, this is the second answer. If rov works misvara, or if rov works migzeres akasuv, these are two different notions of rov. Right? Parallel to what we said about chazaka. If rov works misvaras, I might say, Torah is giving you the koach of hachra. You can move forward. Is the Torah telling you that al pidin, we consider this to be a birur? Not necessarily, because there's no pasuk that ever says that, you know, that this is a paraduma, or that this is a sira mishtaleach, or that this is a hazama. I'm obviously invoking what the Gemara ends up saying. Right? All that we're really telling you is, and by the way, this is true not only if it's misvara. Let's say it's based only on achar rabim lahatos. Also, doesn't apply to Ruben Delesa Kaman. Maybe all the Torah is saying is, but once we know that it's based on Xeris HaKasuv, or and, that it applies not only to Isa Kaman, but Leisa Kaman, and that the Torah doesn't say anything about Safek, it doesn't say about only prescriptive. The Torah talks about a Korban Ola, talks about a Paraduma, talks about a Sira Mishtaleach, talks about a Edim Zomamim, talks about Shechita, as if they're facts. When it's based on the Xeris HaKasuv and extends from Lesa, from Isa even to Lesa, that's a different rov. That's the rov that is not just Machria, Misafek, but is Mevarer. Ah. That rov is the one that is Adif Mechazaka. Because why is Ruba v'Chazaka Ruba Adif? Assuming that is a gauge. Right, that was a whole other approach we said before. It's not a gauge, but according to this approach. Why is it a gate? Why is it better? Because chazaka may be more than a burden of evidence. It's a, halachically, we impute it, we project it, we reconstruct as a hachra. But to say that mukmin nachazkaso means bivadai kein hu, it's mevarer, that's much more difficult to say. But rov, maybe that's really mevarer. In this sense, it overlaps what I said just a second ago. It's a bigger chiddush to begin with, but once you have the bigger chiddush, it's more effective. So So that's exactly what the sugya is telling us. We know that chazaka works. And maybe it even works migzeres hakasuv. However, unless rov works migzeres hakasuv, it's a different kind of rov. And therefore, you can't bring a proof from chazaka, and you won't have the result of ruba v'chazaka, ruba hadev. Okay, so these are three or four different approaches to getting past the tosis. Now, of course, I should also say one other thing, and that is the Chiddush Aran. The Chiddush Aran in the sugya says, when the Gemara says Midalan, what it really goes back to is the Gemara Daf Tesamad Aleph. And what did the Gemara ask on Tesamad Aleph? What did the Gemara say in Tesamad Aleph? Rav Huna. Nishkata kosher ad shivada lecha bameh nitrafa. So the Ran says, when the Gemara here says minalan chazaka and minalan of rov, what the Gemara is really saying is the two statements of Rabba, the Reisha and the Seifa, where do they come from? The Reisha is about chazaka, the Seifa is about rov. So it's not a question of one, it's not a general question, how do you know rov? It's how does Rav Huna know the two halves of the statement? According to the Chiddush Aran, I would say it's no question, but you've diluted significantly the whole discussion and the whole question of the Bali Tosis. This question of the relationship between Rav and Chazaka and the possibility that Ruba v'Chazaka, Ruba Adiv A isn't a klal in all cases, or even if it does work, it has nothing to do with the relative strength or weakness. Or even if it does, maybe that gufa depends whether chazaka is derived from a pasuk or a svara, whether rov is derived from a pasuk or a svara, whether rov encompasses leisa kaman or only isa kaman. These questions really, I think, go to the heart of a bigger question. And that is an issue that we've dealt with before. What is the relationship between the effectiveness of rov and chazaka? They work in a similar way. One may be stronger, the other weaker, or they really are just two completely different concepts and ideas. Rov is based on probability. As I say, it's a bigger chiddush to begin with, but it has the potential to be mevarer. Chazaka is based on status quo, mukmin and achazkasa. So all this is highlighted and crystallized in the discussion that we just had. How do you just read these lines of the Gemara, like Tosa's question and the different approaches? But obviously, it goes well beyond that. And that's where you have questions like, what is the relative status of a standalone, forget about the clash of Rov and Chazaka. When you have Rov alone, you have Chazaka alone, right? How do they fare vis-a-vis certain questions? One, Efshar Levarer Tzarech Levarer, that's an issue we already discussed. Most Rishonim equate them. I've suggested for the Rambam and the Ravid, maybe to distinguish in either direction. Right? Maybe Efshar Levarer, Tzarech Levarer, Dafka for Chazaka because it's weaker than Rov. Or the opposite. Dafka not because Mukamin Neches Kaso doesn't allow for any, it's total deniability. Doesn't allow any admission of the other possibility. Efshar Levarer and Tzarech Levarer. In the Sugya's Efshar, as we discussed, the Chiddush Aran and the Gemara. The Gemara says maybe you can only prove Ruba Delesa Kaman, Be Efshar. Right? The Gemara never said that by Chazaka. Racha Bar Yaakov didn't even say that. And the Ran said the opposite. Maybe, even though the Mokka Gemara's Maskan is that there's no difference between Efshar and Efshar, that's with Rov. But Chazaka, since Ruba V'Chazaka, Ruba Adiv. So Chazaka is Dafka, maybe you could say Dafka be Efshar b'ma b'ofen acher. So opposite evidence, the Gemara and the Ran, would you be Mechalek between Rov and Chazaka? And again, what does the Ran invoke? Ruba v'chazaka, ruba adif. Right? So these are some of the questions that come up. Another question that comes up is Dine Mamanis, which we're going to speak about more. Dine Mamanis on the surface seems to project the exact opposite result. Ein hochem b'momen akaro. Right? But amotzi mechavero olav araya. Of course, there are two questions here. Number one is, and by the way, the reason that in Ochem B'Mamon Acharov is because Hamotzi Mechaver Olav Araya. So what happened to Ruba V'Chazaka, Ruba Adif? How come it doesn't, in Mamonis the opposite works? But there are two questions to consider. Number one is it really true that Ruba doesn't work in Mamon? The Gemara uses the expression in a few places, Ein Hochem B'Mamon Acharo, in the Gemara Bava Vasra, and the Gemara Bava Kama. Is that the rule or is that the exception? Similar to what we asked about Ruba V'Chazaka. So again, we'll leave it for next time, but that's part of the discussion. That seems to be the argument between Tosfos and Bava Kama and Tosfos and Sanhedrin. Tosfos and Sanhedrin ask the question, how can Rov work in Dayanus? After all, Ein Hochem B'Mamon Achara Rov. And Tosfos answers, well, there's a difference between a good Rov and a weaker Rov. Now it sounds like, in principle, Hochem B'Mamon Achara Rov. When we say Ein Hochem B'Mamon Achara Rov, which sounds like a rule, that happens to be the exception. It's about a Rov Garua. What makes it Garua in those cases? It's only conventional, not natural. There are other various things. It has a big miut. Not so clear. That's a topic in its own right. But Tosfos Bava Kama says the opposite. Tosfos Bava Kama says Sanhedrin is different. There the miut is command aleisa. But normally, right, when the miut is command isa, that's the rule. Ein ochem b'momen acharo. By the way, that itself is an interesting line in light of Ruba v'chazaka Ruba Adif's miut. In Yavamos and in Kedushin, maybe that's only Kaman Delesa, and then it's totally the same. So there is this debate in Balitosis whether it's really true they didn't have Mona Haro. And then, of course, there's the second side of the equation. Is Cheskas Mamon the equivalent of a Chazaka? Well, there is some status quo aspect to it, but is it more than that or less than that? Right? So we had this a little bit already. When we talked about the Nesivos and Siman Lamed Daled, right, the Achronim there discussed the question, if you have a suffix, when an aid became pasul. You know the aid became pasul, we're just not sure at what point in time. So do you say, Tartel Areyasa, Cheskas Mamon, pasul hu lefaneinu, and therefore you push back his psul as far as you can, and the other side you have, you know, Cheskas Kashrus, which would make it as, you know, approximate to finding out as possible. So we discussed that question, different perspectives. And the Sivas' argument was, that's not Tartel Areyasa, because Motzei Mechaber Lav Araya is not the equivalent of Chazaka. The Kuntres HaSfekos has a big discussion about this. The relationship between Cheskas Marakama, Motzi Mechaber Lav Araya, and Chazaka in general. On the one hand, you could say when it comes to Mamon, this is all about Raya and evidence. Again, you want to prove the money is yours? Motzi Mechaber Lav Araya. But it's not really about Mechzakus, it's not about a status quo continuing. Not a status quo in the Cheftz, I mean, the Cheftz, it's about ownership. When we normally speak about Mekinu Chazkos, we're talking about a status. Right, she's not a balas mum. The animal's not a trefa. The gris hasn't shrunk. Right, ownership is that really subject to muchzakus? It is subject to a burden of evidence and inertia. Leave it here until you can prove otherwise. But is there a notion of chalos muchzakus v'cheftza? Is there a status at all? Maybe not. On the other hand, the idea of tfisa and dine mamonis is such, especially in metalopolin, that maybe one could argue that it's a kind of quasi-kinyan, and it's even stronger than muxakus. I have to prove that this object, becheskas habailim, is really not his. Now, it's also fascinating to note that the sugya in Bava Kama, when they talk about the mokka from Otsum Kavala Varaya, so do we really learn that from pasuk? Or is it learned out from a svara? So in light of the fact that our sugya talks about chazaka needs a makar, but then we're not sure about a racha bar Yaakov, right? Halacha l'moch misinai or svara, what is it? Or he rejects it completely? Does a racha bar Yaakov reject motzei mechaver lav araya? So whether it's better or worse, I've just given suggestions why it could be better and why it could be worse. It could be, it's just different. Or you know, the svara or the gzeres hakasav is to show you that no, this too is mukmina and aches kasa. So both the status of the rov and mamon are questionable in equating this issue. On the surface, at least, it looks like an exception to the rule of ruba v'chazaka ruba hadiv. It could just mean because there's a mira matsui here, and therefore such it would be similar to ruba v'chazaka ruba hadiv. That's an important issue. Another question that comes up is safek tuma birshus ha-yachid. Again, invoking discussions we had previously, safek tuma birshus ha-yachid is tame, and that's even keneged cheskas iser. But is it keneged a rov? Right. So the evidence from the sugya and ksuva seems to be, that's what the Shev Shmaitza at least always argues, right? That nope, not keneged a rov. Rov is better than chazaka when it comes to sapek tuma versus hayachid tameh. But as we know, as we discussed, this is the debate between Tosas and the Ramban about raglayim ladavar. Right? The sapek tuma versus hayachid tameh, even keneged raglayim ladavar. Tosas and the Ramban and Beis on the Beis. So what is raglayim ladavar? Is that a ruba delesa kaman? Is that the distinction? Is it how much of a miyud is matsui? In that case, what's going on with that whole discussion? Right? And we had the different shitas. So that's another thing that needs to be looked at. Do we say ruba v'chazaka, ruba adif, or its equivalent here? This issue affects other questions too. Particularly, again, the relationship between ruba v'chazaka and Rov Karov is something that needs discussing. Maybe I'll speak about it a little bit next time. Shav Shmaitza has a whole Shmaitza on that. What's the relationship of Rov Karov? Is it a similar dynamic as Ruba, say, Rov Karov Rov wins? Is that a similar dynamic to Ruba the Chazaka? Or a totally different kind of an issue? So that's something to look at. And then, of course, is the idea that Rov itself could be the basis for a Chazaka. Now that is that's the Gvina issue. I guess we'll stop here. We'll continue with the two issues next time. But it's fascinating to note that in the debate between the Rishonim whether Rov beats out, Rov can be a basis rather for Chazaka or not, which could be about a number of issues. So the Rush at least, and the Shitvuk Betzes when he quotes Rabbi Lazar or Mishans, as opposed to the Ran quoting the Rashmi Shants, they quote Ruba v'chazaka Ruba Adif. And it's strange. Why do you need to say Ruba v'chazaka Ruba Adif for Rove to establish a Chazaka? What does that mean? So we'll discuss that next time. But somehow does it relate to the discussion we're having now, which is Rov, Chazaka, they're all basically the same. Just one might be a little superior to the other. It's all about Shchichus or Umdana. Right. Just that this is even stronger. If that's really all it is, then why do you need a Rov to establish Chazaka? I wanted to say the Rov works in its own right, which actually is what the Shita B'Kubetzis and maybe the Rush really hold. So another thing to look at, in addition to this problem, is the question of comparing the dinim of Rov and Chazaka in that respect too. Tosis wanted to suggest that there was a Chazaka in the case of Paraduma and by extension Gvina. Why not just say there's a Rov? So again, certainly the Ran's quotation of the Rashmi Shans is that the Chazaka is created by the Rov. The Rush, as I say, is a little bit less clear. He quotes Ruba Chazaka Ruba Adif. We're not sure what he means by that. How would the Shidduch Kubetzis, on the other hand, I think is perfectly clear that because of Ruba Chazaka Ruba Adif, even if Rov can't create a Chazaka, Rov will work as effectively as a Chazaka would. So in the case of the Gvina, right, We have these animals, and they're producing gvina, and one of them turns out to be trefa. Right, and the question is, what do you do now? Can you say there was a chazaka that previously it was a bria, and only later it became trefa, and therefore you can push it back as far as possible to being bria? It was bria until we know it's trefa. It was a chazaka, mukmina chazkasa, even though it's itra. Or do we say there was no chazaka? So Tosa says there's no chazaka, because you need davar, hamavurar, you need chazaka to be muksak b'shaita. That's the Kiddush of Tosas. So that's what the Rashi Mishnah and the others say. However, maybe the rov can create a chazaka. You know that the animal wasn't a trefa, it's muksak kibria nibeten, because rov animals are not trefa. That's the question. So why not just say, no, rov animals are not trefa, and therefore, if this animal is trefa lefaneinu, so it happened at the latest possible time? That's how the Shidduch of Betzes reads what's happening here. That's how some Achronim read the Rush. So is that sayable or not? I mean, why, if you could say it, then what do you need to say? You don't need to say that the rov creates a chazaka. The chazaka tells you, v'kmina chazkaso. Let's say, well, if in a chazaka, which is weaker than a rov, we say that the change took place at the latest possible time, then based on a rov, we'll also say that it was nitrof at a later point in time. Can you say that or not? That's how the Shidduch of Betzes says it. The only debate is, what did the Rush mean? The Rush certainly doesn't say it. The Shidduch of Betzes certainly does say it. The only question is the Rush in between, which we'll talk about next time. So I think that the answer is, again, along these lines. And that is, if you look at Rov, that the argument of the Shidduch of Betzes is Rov v'chazak or Rov adif. This is what he says. Let's see if I can find the line here. V'Rav Rav Eliezer Mishans Ma Tergam Bevadai Trefa Mitam D'Yeshon Olomar Da'ad Hashta Hoysa Min Arov V'Hashta Hudis Yalda Hach Reyesa De Trefa. We just read the words. I mean, it strikes you, right? Ad hashta haisa min arov. What's that mean? Mididahava mikva venida. A mikva venida are chazakas. Avol gev dahashta chazi shu chaser v'itra chazaka. Avil hachi mukmina na chazaka ad haishaita. V'kivin da'ashkechon gabe chazaka d'itra l'besov. D'mikom bako mukmina chazaka ad shas hareyasa. Kol shkein gabe ruba d'yeshan alomar shehi min arov. Ad shashininsa v'treifa, daruma v'chazaka ruba adif. The name of the hashta hu denitrafa. So how come the other Rishonim don't say it that way? The answer is, I think, it's an Arba Pasha. If you see rov and chazaka, rov is better than chazaka, not only that, but they're on the same wavelength. So number one, that would be one way to explain how you can create a chazaka, ironically, you could create a chazaka through a rov. Because you say, you know what is a chazaka? Mukmina chazkaso. So, you know, the likelihood is that it's good, it's fine, it's wonderful. So that likelihood comes from the rov too, not from the actual factual status quo. But if that's the case, that's the case, then you might as well just say the likelihood is that, you know, because of the rov, that nothing was untoward here. Most animals are Brian. So if in Chazaka, which is a lesser Chazaka, we retroject back as much as we can, so for sure we should do it Rove. It's even a stronger likelihood. However, one could say, you know what? Rove can't create a Chazaka. Because a Chazaka is about a Vadai status quo. The whole point of it is the persistence of the status quo. And for that, you need a real vadai, maybe. Moreover, the only way to work this would be to say that the rov could create a chazaka, because rov wouldn't be enough. Because in a chazaka, when you say nothing has changed, in other words, when you ask the when question, the timing question for chazaka, that's relevant, because chazaka is all about change and status quo ante. So in addition to yes and no, there's also a timeline. But when it comes to Rove, right, what does Rove have to do with the when question? Either there's a you're focusing on the Rove or you're acknowledging the miut. You can say it used to be part of the Rove until the latest. That's a Chazaka concept, not a Rove concept. So it could be that Ruba Chazaka is Ruba Adiv. Maybe there's no such klal. If there is such a klal, maybe it's because of the various explanations that we gave. And even if it really shows Rove to be stronger than Chazaka, but not when it comes to something that goes to the character and nature, the difference between them, you're not going to say it here. But here, you wouldn't say it. For that matter, just one final point, the Cheshek Shlomo in the back of the Gemara, so he says, you know, why would it be that Ruba Deleisa Kaman would be inferior to Ruba Disa Kaman? He says, I mean, what's the svara behind that? Okay, we'll get to that next time also. So, but he once suggests, he says, you know what, maybe it's like what Tosa says about Chazaka is true for Rove. After all, Ruba Chazaka Ruba Adif, same kind of idea though, namely, Chazaka doesn't work unless it's Chazaka Mivureres B'Shaita. You can't have a Chazaka L'Mafre. Right? That's Tosas' Chiddush. Not everybody agrees. That's Tosas' Chiddush in the Sukkah. That's why, if you had to wait till a year to establish that this Paraduma was Vadai, not Trefa Mibeten, right? You can't say, oh, so it turns out there was a Chazaka after all. Now let's apply the Chazaka in terms of the timeline issue. The when. Can't do that. So the Cheshek Shlomo says, who adin l'gabei Rove? The Rove has to be Mevurar Bifanecha. And a Rove, Ruba Disa come on as Mevurar Bifanecha, and Ruba Delesa come on as Lo Mevurar Bifanecha. So again, that might be true, might be the explanation for Ruba Delesa and Ruba Disa come on, but the comparison to Chazaka I thought was particularly problematic. Because in Chazaka, the idea of being Mevurar Bishaito makes total sense, because that's what Muchzakas is all about. Muchzakas is all about knowing and projecting that nothing, knowing the status, badai, and projecting that until you know it's changed, it hasn't changed, and once you know it's changed, that it changed at the last possible moment. That's the way that Chazaka operates. What I'm suggesting is, even if Ruba is Adif Mechazaka, that's because it's a birur and it's a hakra, that it's, well, for various reasons. But they still operate on totally different principles. So here and there, there's going to be something that is applicable to Chazaka that is not applicable to Rove. And this would be an example of it. Okay, for next time, I want to finish off these issues. So number one, I want to speak a little more about Rove being a Vadai. Some of the Marmakomos I gave you. In other words, again, it obviously goes back to the Efshel Levar, Tzorach Levar, Sugya too, but I don't want to repeat the details of that, just to expand it a little bit. Where you need a Din Vadai, like Maaser Behema and Mamzer, is Rove a Vadai? Those kind of questions. I think it's relevant to this issue of Chazaka Mikoach Rove too. Maybe if you don't say that Rove is a Vadai or Al Pidin a Vadai, you can never create a Muchzakos, unless again you saw Muchzakos and Rove as both being more Mechazkinan Lei, you know, general likelihood issues. So I want to speak about that a little bit. And then to zero in on A, Sanhedrin and Mamanus, because that's the first thing that the Gemara mentions. Sanhedrin and then Chanuyos, Shinukabetz is his comment, etc. And the Reb Chaim, etc. And then what the relationship is between Ruba Deisa and Ruba Deleisa come on. And so then after that, we'll go through the Tosas and to fill in the Tzira Mishnaleah, Paraduma, those issues that we touched on. But hopefully one or two more shiurim, and then we'll move on to the next Gemara. By then I'll decide exactly which topics we'll do. Thursday is 1:00.
The same button? The top one?